questions in English. There were two questions here from Istanbul, Ishwar Krishna. The first one, basically he's asking about, can devotees chant, make up tunes for chanting Hare Krishna? And considering that, well, at least I've sung the Hare Krishna mantra with different tunes of other different songs, popular songs. Therefore, I can't be opposed to that. Provided that, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that devotees can chant Hare Krishna with the instruments and of their relative cultures, so it doesn't just always have to be with mridanga and kartal. And Lord Chaitanya says, Tatrapita Niyamita Smarati Nakala. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting Hare Krishna. So that's a general instruction that leaves it open for devotees to do that. However, those the tunes should not distract from the mantra, which means that if people chant Hare Krishna, if they make up a tune or employ some other tune, that it shouldn't be one that distracts people's minds, thinking that they're doing some kind of popular melody, some entertainment, and that becomes their meditation rather than Krishna's holy names. That should always stay in mind. Of course, Srila Prabhupada only chanted 1, 2, 3 tunes altogether in the 12 years that he was with us, and you can't go wrong by repeating those and chanting those same tunes. On the other hand, there are unlimited tunes that Vaishnavas sing, and some of them are really hard to identify whether they're actually traditional tunes or actually go back to our acharyas, or of course even further back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna's pastimes. For instance, probably a decade ago, if not more, then in Vrindavan, we learned this tune, Hare Krishna, which devotees really like. It's a very nice tune. It works very well. But then after a while, it came to my notice that this is actually a very well-known Bollywood movie song, which is sung in one of the movies by Lata Mangeshkar, and everyone in India knew it. So, but it sounded very traditional, and it was sung by the local Babajis, so not always very clear as to what the traditional is. Most traditional and safest to sing what Prabhupada sings, but if one's to sing others, then that's fine. But it should always be the mantra that dominates, neither the music nor the tune. Okay, then Ishwar Krishna's second question was sort of a challenge by some, I don't know, theologist or something, that if Gaudiya Vaishnavism is for real and Krishna is God and Krishna wants me to be his follower, then why doesn't he make some stone float in the air in front of me to give me faith, and then I'll believe in Krishna? So of course one immediate answer is that although Krishna could certainly do that if he wanted to, but Krishna probably doesn't want such stupid people as followers who will only believe in him when they see floating stones. There's already floating planets, So what's so special about a floating stone? And of course, stones can be made to float by a big wind. It can be made to float by people with ESP. They can be made to float by so many things who don't necessarily fall in the category of being God. And of course, the whole approach is wrong. Krishna says, "Tadvidi paripatena paripashnena sevaya." If you want to know God, he's a person, and he doesn't like being challenged. Like many people don't like being challenged, they like being approached in a more submissive mood. So Krishna gives that as the criterion, and if we approach Krishna in a submissive mood, then Tene Brahma Ridaya Adikavaya, then Krishna will reveal himself in a much more real way than floating stones. And that's who God is. So God, and of course Krishna is not in any real hurry to prove himself to us. Rather, it's the other way around. We're the ones who really need to prove ourselves to Krishna. Because Krishna is quite convinced of his own existence, and unfortunately it's our maya or our illusion that despite everything else that we see in the world around us, we still don't believe in God. And if we want to analyze or study the teachings, comparative teachings of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, then Krishna has given us intelligence, and if we give our intelligence a chance, then we'll recognize that the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam indeed give justifiable reason why reasonable people who don't want to see floating stones will accept the existence of God and recognize who he is based on the way by which he gives us knowledge to understand him, and then ultimately realization to do so. Hare Krishna.